This is quite possibly the best story ever, and the best stories ever are always based in fact. So I've got to believe this isn't made up. A politician cheating on his wife? Not necessarily a new story. A politician cheating on his wife with an alien?
Arson calling Mark. Come in, Mark.
So here's the story. There's this guy in Whitby, England. He's a city councilman, and he's admitted to cheating on his wife. Again, politician, not that big a surprise. Doing it with an alien? Huge surprise. Parker says that he's been with the alien about four times a year. She's large, green, and she's known as Cat Queen.
E.T. Home phone.
They've even had a kid named Zarka. He also says, quote, his real mother is an alien. She's 9 feet tall, green, and has 8 fingers. And one day he expects to reunite with her on her home planet once the technology is ready to beam him up. And he doesn't believe that this alien is going to cost him his seat, or his mom for that matter, on the city council because it hasn't affected his work. Mostly, he's trying to be a trailblazer.
No.
Quote, there are plenty of people in my position who don't choose to come out and say it because they're terrified it will destroy their careers. You think? And for now, his wife is sticking by him. Quote, my wife is very unhappy. Shocking. She's unhappy. Resume quote. Now, that's caused a few problems, but it's not on a human level, so I don't see it as wrong. It does beg the question, however, what constituency is this guy going for?
Is you is, is you ain't my constituency.
Regardless of the constituency, if the guy lived here, he'd be president of the United States. Was that out loud? My internal filter's broken again. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.